Good morning, 10:08 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with Becky Barnhart of Coffeeville Friends of Animals, and she joins us here on the phone. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I'm not in town right now, but where I am, we've had lots of rain. Have we had rain in Coffeeeville?
A little bit, not a ton, but we got a couple, you know, a little, about I think 13 or 16 hundredths of an inch, something like that. So yeah, it wasn't, I should have written it down, but I did submit it. I just didn't write it down on my dang sheet in here. So anyway, we did get a little bit of rain, a little thunder moved through, but it was all said and done pretty quick for us.
I see. Well, I was just thinking about maybe it will cool it down a little bit. And we can get out and walk our dogs
yeah.
and that kind of
well,
thing.
It's already 82, so you can still, it's not bad, but it'll be warming up
right.
here pretty quick.
Where we are, there's a wooden deck, and I was out with my dog yesterday, and the first thing I did was reach down and touch the deck to see, and it was pretty warm. So a good reminder to everyone that when you're out walking your dog, remember the pavement and wood can be very hot and harmful to their paws. So.
Yeah.
Just a little reminder.
That's
there.
A good reminder. So, how are we doing as far as adoptions this past week?
I got a couple to talk about. So, to me, anytime we can talk about adoptions at all, it's a good week. And we had two, Irish and Stormy, were adopted. And Irish had been with us for a while. So, that's always a wonderful thing. We have our long term residents get adopted. So, we've had some dogs coming in. We've got some new kittens to talk about. So, it's an ever-changing environment, but we've got some great pets that I'll visit about today. And then just remind people, we have a Facebook page that's updated every Friday with all the pictures of the animals that are available. And so you can go to our Facebook page, which is CFA, and look at them. Better yet, come out to the shelter and introduce yourself to the animals, and maybe you can, find one that you want to take home with you. We are currently needing to hire a person to help out at the shelter. We call them like a what's the title we use? Here we go. Kennel attendant is kind of what it is. And you know, you'd be doing daily work with them. You'd be helping feeding and cleaning and that kind of thing. But we are needing someone to come in and do that job. And of course, we're always looking for volunteers. So summer's not over by any means, and it's still we have a wonderful air conditioning system going on at the shelter, so you can come out and be cool inside and excuse me, and play with the kittens and that kind of thing. So, volunteers, we're still looking for you. Come out and visit with us. We're a nice group of people, and the animals would certainly appreciate your attendance and your help. So, dogs. I'm going to talk about dogs first, and every dog that I'm going to speak about today has either currently been spayed or neutered, or is fully sponsored. And again, fully sponsored means that a very generous person has stepped up and said, okay, I can't adopt this particular dog or cat, but I'd sure like to see it find a home, and so I will help with the adoption fee. So that way the adoption fee is waived, and you and I have talked about this many times, that's just the beginning of the expense with an animal. You still have the vet care, and you have the food and stuff. So I'm going to start off with, we go, get my little phone working here, Daisy. Daisy is a 2-year-old female mixed breed. She's very sweet. She loves just to hang around. She'd like to get on your lap. She's fully grown and only weighs 30 to 35 pounds. She is a fence climber, so probably why she ended up at the shelter is she just got away and maybe, you know, the animal control picked her up and she wasn't reclaimed. But being a fence climber means that if you were to take her outside, then you'd really have to monitor her. You know, not, just don't put her out in the yard because chances are she's going to want to leave that backyard. So something to think about. She is a fence climber. So she's already spayed. She has her first year of rabies vaccine. She has her other vaccine, and she's been dewormed. So it's a good deal, and her adoption fee would only be $30. Luna is a female 2-year-old pit bull cross that we have. She's lovely. She's playful. She walks very well on a leash. She's fully grown and, again, only around 30 pounds. She's small in size, so she's kind of a muscular build, but she's already been spayed, had her shots, been dewormed, and she's also ready to go home at a reduced price of $30. Snow White is a female pit bull cross. She's all white with just a little couple of cream spots on her, and she's larger. She's about 50 pounds in size, full grown. She was adopted at one time, I guess, and was brought back because she probably isn't just the best dog to have around children, but she does like dogs and cats. So there you go. If you don't have any children and you have other animals, she'd be happy there. She loves to walk on a leash. She's a great pup. She's spayed. She's wormed. She has her shots. She's ready to go for just $30. Nicole is right now our longest-term resident. She has been with us since March. She is about a year old. She's absolutely beautiful. Gosh, she's a beautiful thing. She's a Callahue cross and had a little short tail, little this wiggle so cute when she's, you know, happy to see you and stuff. She was tied to the shelter. She's one of those unfortunate animals that was dumped at the shelter, tied to the fence. But luckily, we were there, got her in, and she's already been spayed. She's just ready for a new home. She would probably need to be the only dog because she does not get along with other dogs, but everything else she's good with. So Nicole is someone you need to really look at Facebook, especially, you know, there was a gentleman wanting a cattle dog, and I can see her really being just perfect out on a farm and working with the cattle. Her adoption fee has been paid by someone. Someone's really wanting to see this dog find a home, so no adoption fee for her. We have a new family of kittens and cats that came in, and they're calling them the potato family. So Mama came in with three kittens. They're strays, but they seem to be very, very, you know, they're very socialized and very healthy. So the first kitten is a hash brown, which is the mama. She's not very old. She's only about 2 years old, so she's still pretty young. She's very pretty. She's a silky black short-haired cat, very sweet, and she's been a very good mama to her babies. And as soon as they're old enough, you know, the babies will be gone. But her adoption fee is $75. That would cover her spay and all of her vaccines and her round of wormers. Then we have two of her three kittens are female, and they named them Tater Tot and Chip. They are about 3 months old, short hair. Two of them, you know, they ride with hash brown. They're all black like their mother. And they're very outgoing, very talkative. They love to play with their toys, just really, really sweet little kittens. And they seem to kind of torment their little brother, Spud, which is the third kitten. Spud, he's the male. He's black and white, very sweet. Again, he has a perfect-shaped white triangle on his face. And he's just gorgeous. And when he's full-grown, he's going to be absolutely beautiful. So those are the three kittens, along with Mama, that I was to speak of the cat. And then of donations, we have a really nice donor last week that came in and donated a whole bunch of dry dog food. So we're good for the large dog food, and we're so thankful for that donation. If there's other things you'd like to donate, we think about paper towels, kitty litter, bleach, just the everyday things we need constant would be a very good donation. So that's the animals and the donations, and I'll remind people we're there every day of the week, Monday through Friday, it's 1 to 3. Saturday and Sunday, it's 1 to 4. Our telephone system is on and off. It's really frustrating. It's all we can do. The city's been out. They've tried to fix it and try to work on it. So hopefully we can get that situation straightened out permanently. But our phone number is 620-252-6060. Contact us. Leave a message. Facebook is a great way to contact us. If you have any questions or you're wanting to know about a particular pet or some animal, give us a call. Go to Facebook page. Come out and see us. Like I said, they're every day, and we're located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. So good location. It's paved all the way there. You can see us from the road. Little white building. So summer's going, and we are and we're in business.
That's great. Well, and Becky, I know we were able to talk with Oksana here last week about the TNR program with the cats, yes. And so I hope people can take advantage of that.
Yes, and I don't know if you've seen on Facebook, but we've had our first cat that's been brought in, and the cat was trapped, and then, of course, you know, our local vet is working with us. She will spay the cat. They notch its ear, so you know as a person out in your neighborhood, if you have a cat that's running around with a notched ear, that you know that cat's already been captured and spayed and neutered, and it's working. So as soon as she gets scheduled, see, she'll go in for her surgery, and then she'll be released back in the same neighborhood that she was in. So Oksana was really thrilled because already we've got it in place and we've got it going. So
excellent.
It's got to help. It's got to help the population.
Good deal. Sure. Well, I'm glad to hear it, and we'll continue to see how that program works out. I think it'll be good. I know it's just rolled out in Pawhuska as well, so that's good to hear it's coming to the area.
Yes, it sure is. So anyway, like I said, come out and visit us. Volunteers, we're always happy to have you come out. You will leave with a smile on your face if you just come in and just walk through, because the animals are always so happy to see people and they interact with you. It's a good feeling. It's good therapy, and it's free to walk through.
Hey, there you go. All right. Well, Becky, I appreciate you calling in, letting us know about that, and we look forward to chatting to Carrie again next week.
All right. You guys take care.
Thank you. Thanks so much. That's Becky Barnard of Coffeyville Friends of Animals, and we'll be back to Open Line here in just a couple of minutes here on the Mighty 690.